City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. You're listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 120. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick.
Hey, Peter.
Hello. How are you, honey?
I am good.
How is your... It's been so crazy with the rain lately.
Well,
how
it
are
has
you doing?
Been, but I love it. You know, honestly, we've had some beautiful rain. It has been so hot here in Chicago,
yeah.
and I love that. And I think on the last show I was saying that I've been going to the beach and...
To the beach,
but it got too much for me this weekend.
It sure did.
It got too much for the man.
It sure did.
But you know, I have to tell you that I had the most amazing night. And thank you to Bud Light. I had the most amazing Ooh. Night going to Sting and the Police.
Oh yeah, at Wrigley Field.
So
what was the stadium like? Was it? Tell me about.
You know, honestly, it was overwhelming. Well, I was in the Budweiser box, so
oh.
I had. But we were really far from the stage. I mean, we were cushy, but we're really far from the stage.
Do you have TVs?
No, not for this. I don't know. I never looked behind me. I'm sitting out front. We did have a television. They were showing the Cubs game that was out of town, but. Of course, you know, in the bathrooms, you're hearing the Cubs game.
Right.
But interestingly enough, you know, they had laid this metal flooring all over the field, except for the area where the diamonds were. That was all blocked off.
Huh.
And I mean, there had to have been an extra 10,000 seats on the ground.
Oh, so people actually sat down.
Oh, yeah.
On
the entire stage with these huge LCD screens that they had that were literally the size of an 8-story building. I mean, they were two of the, you know, the 3 and 4 flats that people have bleachers on. They were towering over those on either side and then up top.
Wah, wah, wah. So they didn't get to see, did they?
No, they did. They could kind of see, but it was right in front of the scoreboard.
Oh,
so
okay.
They built this enormous stage. It was huge. And they look so small on it. You know, you're so glad they have those video screens. I kept wondering, like, who was the first band ever implement video where you can see the person really huge, and how it used to be years ago, like Woodstock, when you were back in that field and Jimi Hendrix looked like the size of the head of a thimble, you know, or
but you heard him.
The sound was okay. You know, not the best sound in the world. It was really loud. I was surprised by it being in the heart of Wrigleyville that it was as loud as it was. But there were 40,000 people there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the size of my hometown, for fuck's sake. So it was wild. I mean, walking out of there was... I mean, I've walked out of a lot of Cubs games, but walking out of there for this was seriously strange. I mean, there were just so many people. And Sting's son opened up for him. Now, the music was not as good, but he sounds so much like him. It was really bizarre.
Yeah.
And he plays bass and he sings. And then they had a drummer and a lead guitarist. It was exactly the setup, you know, for the Police. But it was awesome. I mean, Police are one of my favorite bands of all time.
Yay.
And it was really a great, great night.
Was that the first show and the first concert you'd seen there, other than, I guess, the
gay games?
There's
only been 3 concert type events in Wrigley Field ever in the history of Wrigley Field. One was Jimmy Buffett, which was just done a handful of years ago. Second was Gay Games. Jimmy Buffett was kind of a precursor to see if
the
Gay Games ceremonies would be there. And now... the Police, you know, and I think that they,
don't forget the Disco Demolition, although that wasn't really a concert.
You know, it's interesting because I think they're really, you know, the audience was older. I think they're picking a demographic whenever they're going to let bands be in there. It's the 30-something, 40-something kind of crowd that they want. It was a very controlled crowd, it seemed.
People who are going to drink and sit down, not drink and stand up and get rowdy.
But people did stand almost the entire concert. The entire field was standing, and the stadium was just so alive, so electric. Wow. And it was really thrilling. It was really thrilling. So,
what was
time.
The... I guess I know you talked about the age makeup, but what was it? Was it all white people?
It was really white. It was really white. It was probably pretty suburban or Lincoln Parky.
Did they look more city or more suburbs than?
I would say Lincoln Parky and suburbs. You know, I mean, it was definitely 30-something, 40-something. A lot of yuppies.
My guess was suburbs only because traffic was hell in this neighborhood.
Wow,
let me tell you.
I can only imagine.
For 2 days, Thursday and Friday, it was both.
Yeah, we took
crazy.
The L down. We came down way early. We just sat in the box for like an hour before the concert. So
I could hear the concert outside.
Could you?
Oh, yeah.
I bet. It was so fucking
loud. I'm not that
loud.
Far away. You know, I'm like five blocks as the crow flies.
But I had read the night before, you know, they had a concert Friday night and then they had Thursday night and Friday, and I went Friday, the second concert, and I read, you know, that they were going to have people out with the decibel testers out on the street to make sure that the sound quality wasn't too loud, but it was one of the loudest concerts I've ever been in. It was an open-aired arena, so I was like, holy shit.
Well, was it open in the box? Were the windows open, or was
it... Well, when you're in a box... at Wrigley Field, there's the nice part is you got the cooler full of Budweiser
and munchies,
beverages, and you have tons of food, and then they bring you this wonderful dessert cart that is just to die for. I had a piece of 7-layer carrot cake that was killer. And but then you have a little door and you step out, and then there are enough they're like bleachers, like loge dress circle bleachers for you to be outside. So it was a absolutely perfect temperatured night. Beautiful on Friday night.
It was
just extraordinary. And we were just, you know, it was perfect short sleeve shirt weather. You weren't hot, you weren't cold, you were just it was amazing. So
fantastic.
So that was my big weekend, honestly.
I bartended on Saturday very randomly
at Spin.
With Spin but not at the club. Very randomly, the Central Lakeview Merchants Association called Spin and asked for some bartenders for their Lakeview Music Festival, which happens at Ashland and Barry. So they asked for some bartenders, so Ken called randomly. I was like, oh yes. You know why I said yes? Because that money went into my iPhone fund.
Oh man, you are so buying an iPhone.
I'm so buying an iPhone. I think so. And the iPhone fund with that money is now, it's there.
Yeah.
I have my $657.93. So isn't that crazy?
$657.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
See, you and the iPhone is like me when I was buying my HD TiVo. We could just do if you held off a little longer, we'd have some great banter. But you're just going to buy it. You're just shoot your wad all really quick here.
You know, well, here's the thing. So it's not quite yet 9 o'clock when we're recording this. And what happens is at 9 o'clock, you can go onto Apple's website and you can check and see where the iPhones are. So if there are iPhones at the North Michigan Avenue store, I am going to buy an iPhone tomorrow morning. I will get in line at about 8 o'clock. I'll arrive there, and about 9 o'clock, I'll be able to buy my iPhone.
So, have they only made so many? They haven't made enough that they can't keep them in stock, or they didn't think people would buy them at this ticket price, or why don't they have them?
I don't know, but they're selling out. They're metering them out, but they're selling out. The stores aren't really having them throughout the entire day.
Can you buy them online?
You can. It takes 2 to 4 weeks to deliver.
Right.
And I want it now. The kicker is going to be I'm going to buy it and then have to go to my job and stare at the box the entire day until I can come home. And I can't even come home and play with it right away because really I have to go to dinner. I have to go. I'm going to see Line in the Piazza, which is just about to open.
Yeah.
So I'm...
You're busy,
but I want
boy.
It. I want it before I, because I'm leaving the country. So
you're
I want
leaving
it before
for London.
I leave for the UK.
London calling.
Yes, so, I'm going.
Yeah,
I'm going.
You are. And next week we're going to have an entire show of Windy City Queercast. Yes,
two
entire
shows.
Week of shows.
Windy City Queercast
intimate
portraits,
where you get to see the true story of Peter Maverick, the true story of Amy Matheny.
Yeah.
And if you don't give a shit, then you just skip those two shows.
Then don't download them. You know, I always find it interesting to when interviewers, people who are traditionally interviewers, get interviewed, because I've never seen Charlie Rose interviewed. And I would love to see someone interview Charlie, although I can't imagine who would interview Charlie Rose.
I would interview Charlie Rose.
I would be so nervous. Are you?
I love Charlie Rose, though.
He's so nervous. But he's my icon. He's my model. I watch him all the time. And in fact,
he used to compliment my girlfriend in New York when she was... He actually bought her a drink one night.
Is he single?
I don't know. And she's not straight, so...
No. I was going to say, how's that work?
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah,
I just told tales that I shouldn't probably tell.
Oh, that's okay. See, we're just talking about being all open. And
I went Sunday night to one of your old favorite haunts, which I probably should have called you because I could have thrown a brick at your back window. Oh. I went to 3160 to hear Alexander Billings and Honey West sing. On Sunday night, it was fucking awesome. And, you know, of course, Honey and Alex called out the who's who in the room. I was the first about the Windy City Queer Cast sitting up front. And Steven Rader was there from Season of Concern and fabulous cabaret artist and has done shows here with us. And Amy Armstrong and Freddie Allen were in the room. And Daryl Nitz was in the room.
Was Paul there? Paul Marinaro?
I did not see Paul. It was a big night. You know, everybody kind of just showed up to support them, and it was a lot of fun. It had been a year since they had been in Chicago, and first time for them at 3160, and first time for me at 3160.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Space,
yeah,
isn't it?
I enjoyed it. It gave me the itch. I was like, I kind of need to. And my friend from Memphis, who has been my accompanist and actually played for Alexandra and I, when we went to do our show down in Memphis, is newly in town. We actually met for a little bite to eat in Andersonville this past Saturday to talk about things. I'm actually in the process right now of producing a benefit at Sidetrack on August 27th that's going to benefit the About Face Youth Theater with many of Chicago's favorite cabaret artist, actually everyone I just mentioned, and which was funny that they were all there.
Are you going to sing?
I am going to sing. I'm going to host.
Are you going to sing with Luis?
I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to sing.
You should do a Selena with Luis.
Oh, no. The theme is called Flip Flop, and it's men doing all women's character show tune songs and women doing all men show tune songs.
Tell me about this.
So it's going to be kind of a gender bender.
Do you know what you're going to sing yet?
I'm thinking of some ideas, and Amy Armstrong and Honey West and I have a few ideas that we may do as a trio for us three girls, but it's me between Honey West and Amy Armstrong. I'm just hoping I don't get squeezed out.
I was going to say, I hope nobody coughs or jiggles.
Leans over.
Crunch.
Turns right or left. No, I'm very,
then you're as tall as Kelly all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I am very, very excited. So there'll be more details about that and hopefully
maybe
show up on our website. But yeah, I just kind of got the idea after interviewing Betty Buckley, cause she had been involved with something like this in New York, and I was like, why don't we do that here? And you know, About Face Youth Theater is a really important cause to
absolutely.
Me, and you know, the kids won't be there in the bar because they're not legal, but we'll raise money for them, and it should be a really fun
they'll
night.
Reap the benefits.
But I got the itch. I was like, damn, I kind of need to get up here now. You know, for me it probably wouldn't be show tunes, and it wouldn't be standards. For me, it would probably have some sort of odd pop cabaret acoustic bent, but
that's what makes good cabaret, right? Is that when it's the artist doing shit that they love. It's not because you have to do the Great American Songbook.
Yeah.
It's because you do the music that you love, and no matter how obscure that music is, it's always fabulous.
Yeah, it's been a few years, so maybe it's time for me to go solo. After doing it with Alexandra for a few shows, you know, I have been hesitant to do it on my own, but I think I may.
You need to call Isaac Mizrahi and see if he'll fly here to do it. It's a benefit for the gay kids.
Maybe.
He'd do it. He'd totally do it. He sings Marlena Dietrich till he's blue in the face. He's fabulous at it.
Well, maybe we could have him come.
I think you need to call him.
Maybe.
We'll need to make that connect somehow. Yeah.
Maybe.
That would be fabulous.
Maybe you could do that.
I just want Isaac to touch my naked
pussy.
Maybe
you could call him with your iPhone. You could call him with your iPhone.
I could say, hey, how you doing?
Hey, speaking of, touching your private.
Touching my privates. What?
We're going to get arrested with our guest tonight.
I hope so. I can only hope so. I think that would just be tough. Can you imagine being now this wouldn't be fun because you'd be in the same cell as her and I'd be with the crazy people.
I'd be bumping titties with her.
Maybe you can get arrested with her and then I can bail you out.
That would be great.
How's that?
You and could I'll put console it, us in the car.
Yeah, I'll put it on my corporate Amex and we'll see what the bank does with that.
Yes!
The Illinois County of Corrections, Department of Corrections. What is this charge, Peter?
We had to hawk Judy Tenuta out of jail.
Just one time at band camp? Something.
So I've got the love goddess.
Love goddess.
That's
I don't
right.
do it as good as
you
she
do
does.
It very
I sound
well.
More like a horse.
No,
I
you
think.
Sound very good.
I sound equine.
You sound very good. You don't sound tranny at all. You sound very good.
That's a terrible. Don't speak like this. But Judy Tenuta is going to be here at the Lakeshore Theater on July 28th. And she is just.
And we got her on the show.
She's a charm to talk to and a delight.
She's our only repeat guest, I believe. on the Queercast? We're coming up on a year.
Well, she's our only repeat comedian, I should say, because we've had Wayne, I think, has been on the show.
Oh, Wayne
many
has
times.
Definitely been on, yes.
So we've had a couple. Mitchell's has been on a couple of times. Yep. So we've had some. See, I keep track of these photographic
very good.
Memory and stuff
yes,
like that.
She's our first, though, like
she's our
celebrity
comic.
Entertainer
yes.
comic. So yes. That would be exciting.
Does she like boys? I think she likes boys.
I think she just has a lot of love in her heart and her squeeze box for all kinds.
The goddess loves all.
I think if I was in a cell with Judy Tenuta, that we could do some really great pulpy sexual action, like a pulp novel.
I'm getting an
like
idea
she would
for a
press
film.
Me up against a wall,
right.
cinder blocks,
and she
maybe put a little scratch on my
love.
Cheek, and then she'd stroke my bare ass. This would be my,
no,
I have
if it's
garters
a pulp novel,
on.
It's not bare ass, right? She gingerly touches your love button.
Okay, maybe, but I still
she
think she, I think she'd pull
skittle.
Down my, I think she'd pull down my silk panties and she'd just lightly brush the hairs on my ass. Just the little peachy fuzz.
She just fluttered. Oh
really this getting off on Judy Tenuta.
That's why I couldn't be in a cell with you.
My
guys.
Friend Di sure. is blushing. She actually so excited. I was talking to my best friend Di in Indiana. I'm going to see her this weekend. And she, I told her because she loves Judy Tenuta and she loved Judy when she was on the last time. And she's like, what's going on with the show? What's going to be on? I was like, I'm going to interview Judy Tenuta. My brother actually even asked me too, actually, about earlier, a couple hours ago. My brother's being interviewed for the first time for his job tomorrow on a radio show. And
so
for
you get some pointers
thing.
And get some
he
tips.
Was. He was
and,
like,
yeah.
I need to maybe listen to you. I need to slow down because he talks three times faster than me. And I said, you just have to be yourself. And he was like, you have anybody big on your show? And I said, Judy Tenuta in a couple of hours. And he was like, oh, I love her. So
he doesn't talk like Boomhauer, does he?
No, he talks real fast and real Southern, real fast. And he's going to help you out and real quick, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I met this guy who talked like Boomhauer, and I was like, I just want to have sex with you because I want to know what it sounds like when you have an orgasm.
Ooh, no.
Oh, no, dang it.
No, everybody in my family talks, my immediate family talks really fast.
See,
and really diphthongy and swingy diphthongy.
Maybe it's because it was the first time your mom met me, but she was just so, her elocution was so... I was just mesmerized by it. I was like, I just want to make you talk more.
My mother called me today and she said, I'm reading a new book. It's something like, it's kind of like the Yaya Sisterhood, but I think it's called the Kudzu Debutantes or something.
The Kudzu, how Southern is that?
I couldn't get more. I'm like,
a lesbian.
She says, I think she lives in Chattanooga now, but it's called the Kudzu Debutantes. Yeah, I think that's it. And it looks like it's going to be a fun summer read.
Oh, that's such a Southern
my
thing.
Mom.
Like right when you get across the border, get right into Kentucky, all you can see is kudzu on the side of the road.
It's a very freaky thing. It's Japanese.
And if you've never seen it, it's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, it's an ivy, for people who don't know. It's an ivy that grows all along the limestone, especially.
And it drapes itself over trees.
It drapes over trees. It takes over, you know? And so it makes... I remember when I was a kid, you would look at trees and kind of the way people look at clouds and say, I see
you could look
a
at the
pirate
kudzu
ship or I see a dog. You know, we could do that with kudzu on trees. It was really weird.
Simple things. This will come out in the interview. No,
very bizarre. Next week, wait for it. In the
Wendy
City Queercast intimate portrait. Amy Matheny. So Judy Tenuta on the show with us.
Yeah, and we've
and,
got some news.
A lot of news. The news continues. Lots of political news going on that is attached to.
I'm loving
us.
It. I'm so happy we do this news in our show because I feel so educated and informed.
Yeah.
Like now, when someone else is talking about it, I'm like, oh yeah,
yeah.
What did you know this about that? And
I know.
It's always good. So I hope that you guys out there are enjoying the news. I think it's an important part of our show, and I think it's something.
If they don't enjoy the news, they need to because it's good for them. Hey, you know, because we're going to talk today about all this. You know, because where else are you going to find out? You know, about changes in Barbara Streisand's life and what's going on with gays in the church. And then, you know, the big thing is, lesbian gangs.
Oh,
you know,
I was going to say Lance Bass, but there you go.
Well, and Lance
perspective, dear.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
A little bit of this and a little bit of that. So folks, stick with us. We've got Judy Tenuta for you coming up later.
The overture begins. The music swells. You're swept away to the Piazza Michelangelo to discover the light in the piazza. Broadway's most romantic new musical in years and the winner of 6 2005 Tony Awards. As if by fate, a sudden gust of wind blows the hat from a beautiful young woman into the grasp of a handsome young Italian, and it begins. The passion, the romance, Broadway's ultimate love story, The Light in the Piazza. Critics have hailed it a must-see, a consummate work of beauty, with the most romantic score of any Broadway musical since West Side Story. It won the critics. It won the Tonys.
Now let it win your heart. The Light in the Piazza.
This romantic new musical is now playing at the Auditorium Theater through July 22nd. For tickets, call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Perhaps fashion's greatest mystery. What makes a big strong man say, I think I need a new fur coat?
I don't know.
The very height of political incorrectness. Nothing says, I could give a rat's rear end like a man in a floor-length chinchilla.
I'm taking no prisoners.
A look that's half street pimp, half Aunt Esther, and full-on fur-tastic. Sure, it's gauche, but you don't spend more on your coat than your car, not to be noticed.
Look at me.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer, because it takes a real man to wear a lady's coat.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of July 9th, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Now on stage at Victory Gardens Biograph is acclaimed lesbian playwright Claudia Allen's I Sailed with Magellan, adapted from Chicago author Stuart Dybbuk's provocative novel. Breathe deep, look, and listen as Allen transforms from page to stage Dybbuk's memories of Chicago's backstreets circa 1950. Passionate, poetic, profane, and powerful. For tickets to I Sailed with Magellan, call 773-871-3000 or go to victorygardens.org.
Hey, pigs! The love goddess Judy Tenuta is coming to Chicago one night only, July 28th at the Lakeshore Theater, 3175 North Broadway. Buy your tickets now for either the 7 p.m. or 9:30 p.m. show on July 28th. It's only one night, folks. The love goddess will delight, play accordion, and make you a slave to her world. For tickets to Judy Tenuta, call 773-472-3492 or visit lakeshoretheater.com.
Looking Glass Alice is playing now at its home at Looking Glass Theater Company in the Water Tower Waterworks after an East Coast tour. Adapted by David Catlin from Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, Looking Glass Alice is an acrobatic and dizzyingly playful show for all ages. Variety called it extraordinary. For tickets, call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News. In San Francisco, an appeals court cited a technicality in overturning the suspension of a police officer who, in 2005, made videos that were criticized as racist, sexist, and anti-gay. In so ruling, the court said that Police Chief Heather Fong did not follow proper legal procedure in suspending Andrew Cohen for 4 days without pay. Cohen's videos show officers employing stereotypes of transsexuals, gays, women, Asians, and blacks.
Cascade Investment, which was set up to invest the money of billionaire couple Bill and Melinda Gates, is among the investors that have bought a $26.2 million stake in the troubled San Francisco-based Planet Out, which is behind Out Magazine and Gay.com. Since becoming a public company in 2004, Planet Out has been the subject of numerous rumors involving cash flow difficulties.
The Reverend Brad Schmeling, an Out minister who informed his bishop that he was in a same-sex relationship, lost his final appeal and is standing with the Evangelical Lutheran Church. Schmeling was initially found guilty of violating church policy in January, but the parishioners at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Atlanta, Schmeling's church, supported him.
Senator Hillary Clinton won mostly raves for her comments about HIV/AIDS during a recent presidential debate, though a few people have criticized her remarks. In part, Clinton said, "If we don't begin to take it seriously and address it the way we did back in the 90s when it was primarily a gay man's disease, we will never get the services and the public education that we need." In response, Tokes M. Asubu of Gay Men of African Descent said, "The epidemic, it was never a gay man's disease. It affected gay men more than any other group, but it was never a gay man's disease."
Mm-hmm. After removing the gay newspaper Out and About from 34 of its Nashville, Tennessee stores, Kroger Company will allow the publication again to be distributed there.
Yay.
A store spokeswoman initially cited a company policy against having publications with, quote, political, religious, or other specific agendas. However, members of Nashville's gay community boycotted two stores.
It works.
It did.
In North Carolina, the Winston-Salem City Council has approved an amendment to its policies that protects its workers from sexual orientation discrimination. Among the other North Carolina cities that protect its employees are Greensboro, Chapel Hill, Durham, and Raleigh.
In the Triangle. In Florida, Palm Beach County Juvenile Court Judge Peter Blanc ruled that a teenager was not guilty of a hate crime, but was guilty of aggravated battery for attacking a pre-op transsexual. Blanc said that the teen beat the man out of anger because he initially thought the victim was a woman and not because of bias against the person's sexual orientation.
Yeah, he just wanted to beat her up because it was a chick.
Yeah, great.
Overcoming her feelings about the Holocaust, Barbra Streisand performed her first ever concert in Germany. Besides entertaining the 18,000 attendees in Berlin with her songs, she spoke flawless German and praised the city's beauty and its desserts. Her performance resulted in several standing ovations.
You have such good Berliners.
Berliners.
Get it? That's an old political joke. Former NSYNC member Lance Bass has a new job and a new beau. Bass reportedly celebrated the 4th of July in the Hamptons with his new boyfriend, model Pedro Andrade. Oh, they do make a cute couple, I guess. In the professional arena, Bass will join the cast of Broadway's Hairspray on August 14th, playing a TV host named Corny Collins.
And he is.
Yay!
And that's your Windy City Critcast News.
Hi, this is Patrick Bristow, and you are listening to the Windy City Queercast. What do you think of that?
Well, folks, if you missed her in the suburbs, you are in luck because Judy Tenuta, the love goddess, is returning to her hometown, Chicago, for a single night. And, folks, you do not want to miss her on stage with
her squeeze
box at the Lakeshore Theater right here in the neighborhood in Boys Town. We are so pleased to have Judy Tenuta with us. Hey, lady.
Hey, Judy.
Oh, how are you? Who's President Statsicle?
Oh.
I'm so excited to be doing my show at the Lakeshore on Belmont and Broadway. You know, that was my old neighborhood.
Yay.
When starting out in comedy, I used to live on Lincoln and Diversey.
Yeah,
you were right there. So was the Lakeview at that time, were you performing there or were you?
I performed all wherever they would let me. I even was at the Blues Club, Rasso's. I don't know if it's still, I don't think it's there anymore.
No.
But I was, that was like, I remember even when that place was a theater.
Yeah, it's not that long ago. You know, the funny thing is probably when you remember it, you know, there were lots of prostitutes on the corners, and now we've got a Starbucks on the corner, you know, it's really changed.
Are you kidding? I saw Heidi Fleischwater. I loved it. I remember seeing tons of drag queens on Halloween there.
Yep.
That was my favorite memory. On Belmont and Broadway.
Oh,
Halloween night, I went with a friend and we saw all the drag queens dressed up like Liza Minnelli. I was cracking up anyway.
Hasn't changed.
No. Did you get any fashion tips?
Dressed as somebody, you know, yeah. Yeah, they should be all dressed. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? One of them will come as Nicole Richie.
No, that'll just be the drunk one. I promise. She'll just look like that naturally.
That'll be the 9-year-old who sneaks in.
Truly.
On the side of Belmont, yeah. And you know, getting inside the theater. I need to get arrested before I come there. I'd like to do that for you.
How about we get arrested together? You can come here and then we can all get arrested together.
Dressed as Nicole Richie, all of us.
Right. You whip out a boob, I'll whip out my doink, and we'll be just fine. We'll get arrested real quick.
Oh, I don't know. Do you think Gayer Daily would like that?
He might. So I have a question for you. You just came off a pretty big tour you were doing of Mountain Girl the Musical.
What?
Tell us.
Mountain Girl the Musical. In fact, I'm going to try to do a scene from it at the Lakeshore. I won't be able to do the whole thing because I can't have all the actors, but I'm going to be doing, I think I'm going to be able to do maybe one scene from it.
Hey, Peter and I will get on stage and we'll be actors with you. Yeah. I'm actually an actor and Peter dabbles on the side, so I'm a mountain girl. We can do this, Judy. We can do it full tilt boogie. And we can throw our tits out and we can get arrested. It'll be fabulous.
You please talk like this now with me.
Honey, hi. I can talk like that. I'm from Tennessee.
She's a native.
I'm a native.
Okay, hi. You just come up to me. Hi, Judy Lynn. Could you work for me tonight? I gotta go tutor little Jimmy.
I gotta go get my truck off those cinder blocks in the backyard and have a beer, so let's get this show on the road.
Do what?
Do what?
I love that story.
What is this show?
What is this show? Yeah, tell us about Mountain Girl the Musical.
Mountain Girl the Musical is based on, you know, a trailer trash musical about Edna Jane, my next door neighbor when I was a little girl, and living in the Oak Park area. And she was my only, everybody else was Italian Catholic, and she was from Tennessee. And she goes, hi, Judy Lee, let's go down. Let's go to the Cozy Cafe and get some ice cream.
Let's go get some ice cream. It's Coca-Cola.
I love it. We go get ice cream all the time. Anyway, I was just wondering whatever happened to her. She just moved, and I didn't know where the hell she went.
Mm.
So you wrote a whole musical about her.
And of course I had all these songs and I wanted to put them together in a musical and I thought, oh, this will work out. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So and of course I hope to have some drag queens at the show. I hope those bitches show up.
Oh, you know they will. Come on. They're all going to be dressed like you. They're going to be trying to outdo you in their prom dresses. I promise.
I love it. I hope she comes as a geisha. Totally.
Ooh. Ooh.
Peter will come dressed as a geisha.
A
Peter
geisha.
Will come dressed as a geisha and speak Japanese to you.
Oh, geisha.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I hope you do that. That would be a great.
Recently, you were in Seattle for Pride this year?
Yes.
How did that go?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was a lot of fun, except naturally, of course, it had to rain in the middle of my show. I felt like Diana Ross. You know?
Oh, no.
I'm singing out, and I turned into Diana Ross, and the queens were so great. They were just standing there and being excited, and they were getting all wet, but mainly for me, and then it rained. But anyway, yeah, it was fun. I love doing those. I did one in Phoenix, Arizona that was great, too. Mm. And then I'm going to do one in Provincetown.
Oh, cool.
Oh, see, now that's just...
August 16th or something like that.
We have listeners probably up there, so
yeah.
August 16th, you're going to be in P-Town?
Yeah, 16th through the 18th, yeah.
Have you been to Provincetown a lot?
I have been there several times. It's beautiful.
What is it about the gays that just know how to go have summer time together?
They know how to... Well, first of all, they love to shop, and there's great shopping there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they love going fishing. No, like me, you're not going to catch. Oh, my gosh. Look, tell this person to stop calling me. Okay, anyway. Oh, that's just my latest boyfriend. You know. Josh Duhamel. The Transformer is calling me.
Ooh. That hottie, what's his name?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
He's delightful. So,
well, let's do the gay man's pinup list.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm down.
Okay, so the gay man's pinup list has got to be Josh Duhamel, Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
That Batman.
Ooh. Christian Bale.
Oh yeah.
When he's not so skinny. Remember that movie where he lost all that weight and he looked like he was in Auschwitz, but now he's cute as Batman.
Yeah. Him?
We can't have that. My crazy agent is calling me, and doesn't she know I'm doing an interview with him?
Apparently,
she doesn't care.
Put her in her place, love goddess. Put her in her place.
We want to hear that. We want to hear you talk mean to your agent.
Outside, I have Pamela Anderson, the human flotation device.
Did you see the Pam Anderson roast? Was that not the most ridiculous piece of television you ever saw in your life?
I know, but I like the way they reamed her.
I did too. I think Bea Arthur was the breakout star of the whole thing, personally. But
was she drunk as usual?
Yeah. Is Bea Arthur ever any other way?
Hey, buddy, get out like a fool. I'm ready. Come on, buddy, get over here.
She wasn't as drunk as Courtney Love, though. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, Courtney Hall. Oh my gosh. Let's hope that Cheez Nut doesn't put out a new record again.
So I'm sure she's a regular in the tabloid scene too. Do you do a bit about her in your show at all?
Who?
Courtney Love.
Honey, she's old news.
So who's the new news who's to pick? New news, is Paris Hilton already old news?
Yeah, we have to make fun of Nicole Richie, who's, you know, obviously trying to give birth so she doesn't have to go to prison.
What about Lilo?
You know she's gonna pop one out in her cell.
Yeah, it's
and pop one out in solitary. Oh, you know who's gonna have a nervous breakdown any minute? Katie Couric. Oh my
yes.
God! Nobody is watching the bitch's news.
No, did you see that picture of her? What was she on the cover of New York Magazine? It was terrible.
Oh my! What is going on with her? She's trying to turn into Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
They should put her on The View. I think that would be okay.
No, she's tired. I should be on The View. Oh,
you should totally be on The View. I would watch it again if you came on.
My God.
I would be awesome. They still haven't decided, have they?
No, but they're trying to put a gay man, I hear. Mario Cantone or somebody like that. You need to fight those bitches and work your way in there.
Man? In a way?
Yeah. No, not in a wig. Maybe you could pretend like you're playing a man in a wig and then you can...
I can, even though I'm in Delicate Flower, I can be loud and obnoxious and queenie.
I think you would be fabulous on The View.
Who would we call? That would bring
a musical element to it. You and Joy Behar could just like really kitten box it out with the comedy. I would like that.
And then you could throw your accordion at Elizabeth randomly and knock her away from the table. That would be delightful.
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth needs to be glazed.
Can we just bronze her? Can we bronze her? We can just bronze her and sit her on
the
corner.
That's too expensive. That costs way too much. Just dip her in some shellac or something. Let her be terminally pregnant, which is what she should be. Pregnant and Republican. And
so, Judy, I have like an ultimate Judy Tenuta question.
Yeah.
Why do you perform with an accordion?
I mean, excuse me, why do you have a strap on? It's the same thing.
Well, Peter doesn't, but I have many.
No, I do.
You do? Good for you.
See? It's my favorite strap on.
So it makes you come is essentially what you're saying. God. That's why you have an accordion.
There we go.
Because it makes you come. There you go.
Party in your pants. Never have you had such a sexy little dance. You can do it anywhere in any circumstance. Have yourself a big fat party in your pants.
I imagine that was a Judy Tenuta orgasm right there.
That was. No, that was the ooh before and the aftershocks was the song.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. And yeah. So, I love the way Bushwhacker is coming out now. I guess we don't have to indict Libby. Yeah, you toad. Every other second he has to have Paris Hilton on, so we don't know what he's doing wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Or Lindsay Lohan in rehab again or smoking
Lindsay
cigarettes
Lohan.
Or something.
Is she in rehab again?
I don't know. Probably.
No, I think she's out.
And she's out on bail. She's out on parole.
She's in and out, I think, of the Promises. The Promises treatment facility out there. She's kind of on a daytime diva now. I think she's done with her tour of duty.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Judy, who are you voting for president? If you had to vote today, anybody you like?
Oh, my God.
You got to have somebody that's fun that you can make fun of. So, who would that be?
Well, we have to make fun of Hillary you know, because you know Bill is going to be right behind her.
Right. Or under her.
Under her.
Or with one of her interns.
You know that.
Or with Hillary's special friend who's always with her.
Yeah, who is that?
I don't know.
She's like, Dolly's special friend.
She's gay, right?
I don't know.
I hope so. Can I just say that? I hope so. Because that would be fun.
That would be fun. It's like Dolly Parton's special friend. Absolutely. Hillary Clinton's had a special friend for 20 years. Dolly Parton's had a special friend for 40. And a husband we never see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, Billary likes to dress in Eddie Bauer, so that's a clue.
Right there. Enough said.
You think so?
Yeah.
Truly, truly, truly.
Yeah, and also Barack Obama. He's a good guy.
He's a Chicago guy, you know. Maybe you could get him to come to your show.
Oh, yeah. Who?
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama, yeah, he is. Well, I might be kind of edgy for him.
Oh, but I think it would be a good edgy. I think it's edgy he needs.
I think it's edgy he needs to.
And it would be, it's right in the heart of the gay neighborhood, so he needs to represent. He needs to come hang out.
You know, here's the thing. The guy is never going to win unless he puts some weight on. You know, people like to think of their president as a, you know, burly kind of... See, that's why Billary, you know she'd go in the middle of the forest and chop down a tree.
And then eating it.
Someone like that, you know.
So you don't trust skinny people, is that what you're saying?
We need to force feed him something.
Well, we'll call Ensure and make sure they bring cases for him.
Yeah.
And he can just, you know, he can drink the old people's drink.
The Obama presidential candidate. He's sponsored by Ensure.
Does that make you gain weight?
And it makes you gassy all at the same time.
It's the thing that when you have like diarrhea, you know, they make older people like drink Ensure to give you your electrolytes.
Yeah, if you got no teeth, you drink Ensure.
Yeah.
I don't know these things. I think I'm going to start breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding who? You're going to ask Barack if he wants to
breastfeed. Ask Barack Obama to breastfeed you.
Obama that he has to start breastfeeding, and then everybody will vote for him.
Yeah.
That would be a great campaign slogan.
He could use one hand to learn how to play your squeeze box and be breastfed, and wow, that's a bumper sticker right there.
Wow.
So what?
So you need to come up with a song for your show. I need to hear a song for Barack.
Oh, I got it. Wait, hold on. I just went into the kitchen for 1 second to look up an Ensure. I don't have any, thankfully, because I still have my teeth. Wait. Okay, here we go. Let's go.
It's our own private Queercast concert right here.
Here we go. Where you start swinging on the plane, a Barack Obama, and your win comes right behind your name. Oh, we love Barack.
I think you should write, you know, because Hillary has gotten Celine Dion to do her theme song, you know, the big, her theme song will be done by this Celine Dion song. And Hillary, they've announced her campaign song is, I don't know, I love Celine, but I don't know the name of the song. It's some song. It's not one of her old songs. And so maybe you could do Barack Obama's song, or maybe John Edwards, because you did The Mountain Girl, you know, and he's from North Carolina.
There you go.
John Edwards. Uh-oh. I like him.
Yeah, he's cute boyish. He's got some weight on him. Not as much as Al Gore has on him nowadays, but...
Al Gore. I would vote for Al Gore.
I would, too.
He's trying to do something... about the environment. I mean, the boss cannot have crappy air.
Yeah, well...
in California.
Well, I am telling you, Al Gore is becoming like a tick. Did you see him on the Live Earth concerts? He was in D.C. and I was like, oh my God. It's like if you pricked him, I honestly think he would deflate. He is so blown up and bloated. Yeah, what is going on with the man?
Pushing maximum density.
I think he's trying to turn into Michael Moore so that he can, you know... Michael Moore has this great movie out now, Sicko. Have you seen it?
No, but no, I want to.
Awesome.
Cool.
It's great. Yeah.
I'm a little.
No, it's just really just, it's ridiculous that, I mean, you know, the goddess doesn't want, well, the goddess has to stand up for all of her slaves and pseudo-virgins, and it's just horrible to think that we live in the richest country in the world, and many of our citizens can't be treated, and they're, you know, they get rejected from their own HMOs.
Mm.
They could die. It's awful.
Wow, Judy, on a political tangent.
She's on a political. I love it. I love it. So you get everything from the love goddess.
The goddess wants health care for all. married.
Yeah.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
That's so, what I'm saying.
So tell us, you mentioned you're going to give us a little bit of Mountain Girl the Musical at the show you got coming up here on the 28th in Chi-Town. What else are you going to do for us? What other kind of magical things are you going to bring to
us?
Well,
let's see. Well, I will, you know, I'm imagining some of my family will be there, so I'll have to embarrass some of them.
Ooh. What family will be there?
And, you know.
You have like 3,000, don't you? You have like 3,000 brothers, don't you?
I don't know. It's hard to keep track. And I think
you almost had just had lots of casseroles as kids, because how can you feed that many people in a family?
My mom's cooking. Oh my gosh, she would have a schedule because she had so many kids. But so, like every Thursday we'd have meatloaf, which I love, and then we'd have spaghetti. Of course, you know that's a great big. Mm. And then she'd make chop suey, and then, I don't know, just all that good stuff.
Ooh, you're making me hungry. Now, you know you're also going to be, like, in such the heart of the queer community where you're performing. Last time you were in the suburbs. Will that change it up for you? Will that change up what you want to talk about?
I'm going to have to definitely be more gay-friendly, of course. You have to remember that I had more suburbanites out in out there. But of course, I have to address, you know, the gaydars too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Because many of them traveled out there to see you. I promise.
But yes, they did.
You know, I will be in the heart of Gaytown, which is going to be great.
You will. There's a store you need to go to called Tulip. You can buy delightful sex toys. It's
What's
really
it called?
Fun. Tulip. TULIP.
Like the flower.
Mm-hmm.
Like your flower.
Flower. What street is it on?
It's on Halsted. Give me a call, honey. I'll take you right over there. We'll walk down Gay Avenue together.
You have to come and visit me. You're going to come. You guys.
Oh, we're totally
absolutely.
Coming.
Absolutely. I'm totally there. I'm coming right now, in fact, all over the chair.
Peter can literally, like, throw a stone out his front door and in the studio where we are right now and hit the door of the Lakeshore Theater.
Oh,
so we're right there.
Great. Oh, goody, because... You know, I mean, that's going to be so cool for me. You don't know how many movies I saw there when I was a kid. Well, you know.
Oh, so it all comes full circle now.
So
it all
cool
comes full
that I'll
circle.
I'll be there on that stage where I used to watch Robert De Niro go mental.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me?
Oh, my gosh.
Good stuff. Well, Judy, can you give us a song? Can you sing us out here?
Yeah. Let's see. What should I think?
Well, you think about that. I'll plug the details one more time. Folks, Judy Tenuta is going to be here July 28th, one night only. There's two shows. Get your tickets now from Lakeshore Theater, the Lakeshore Theater. All the details are going to be in the show posting. If you forget, if you can't remember, all you got to do is click the links when you get right on in there. But
yeah, and there's a 7 o'clock show or a 9:30, and you know they'll both be. I'm sure they'll both be super packed because they are really turning into really a first class comedy and performance venue.
Yeah,
so I've been there a few times in the past couple of months, and so 7 o'clock or 9:30. But both shows are one night only on July 28th, and the website is lakeshoretheater.com.
Or you can visit judytenuta.com. All that good tour information is on the Goddess's website as well.
Yeah, if you're not living in the Chicago area, she is traveling around
all
over
the place.
Really
the big P-Town excursion.
We really want to come to the Lakeshore Theater. It's my hometown. It's going to be lots of fun. And, you know, and maybe, like you said, Barack Obama might do a fertility dance for us.
Maybe, and, you know, and Billary might show up in some Eddie Bauer, because, you know, she's from Chicago, too. So, who knows, it could happen.
All the way around, it's a big party.
Yeah, it is a big party. And Peter and I will be there, which really,
absolutely.
With strap-ons. So that will really be the big ticket. Yeah, we're planning on getting arrested with you, Judy.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen.
I'm going to whip out my doinger. I'll make sure it's nice and clean so everybody can see it all pretty.
Arrested. I think that's that'll be great.
It'll make for great tabloid news. You can make fun of yourself in the tabloid then.
There you go.
It'll be delightful. All right, what you got for us? Squeeze box ready? Are you ready?
I got a new squeeze box, so I have to figure it out. The world is going mental. You're getting kind of moody. It's time to listen to me, the goddess Judy. Because I'm the queen of love and the princess of romance. Shake it up, gay boys, and party in your pants. Party in your pants. Party in your pants. Never has there been such a sassy little dance. You can do it anywhere in any circumstance. Have yourself a big fat party in your pants.
Yeah.
Judy Tenuta! Yay. Come into Chicago and check out her website, judytenuta.com, so you can see her in a city near you. Judy, we love you. We'll see you. We plan to get arrested. All happening on July 28th.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
Best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.